From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin acknowledged the need for additional doctors and nurses in handling COVID-19 patients in various regions in Indonesia. As quoted by Antara, the minister during a virtual press conference in Jakarta on Monday noted, the government has identified a requirement of between 16,000 and 20,000 nurses. Sadikin acknowledged some 3,000 doctors were needed to handle additional cases of COVID-19 patients in Indonesia. The minister stated the government also sees there are around 3,900 doctors who will complete their internship this year. Hence, the government has also prepared those doctors who have just graduated from their internships to enter immediately. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has projected the central government spending in 2021 will reach about 1.9 trillion rupiah, or 98.2% of the ceiling of about 1.9 trillion rupiah. As reported by Antara, Minister Indrawati remarked at a working meeting with the Budget Committee at the House of Representatives, or DPR, on Monday, the projected spending will grow 4%. She further said this is better from the standpoint of percentage and nominal value. She pointed out the government spending will be vastly dependent on the preparedness of ministries and institutions in driving their spending. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan in a virtual press conference on Monday announced President Joko Widodo had approved the import of 50,000 oxygen concentrators to help treat COVID-19 patients. As reported by Tempo.co on Monday, Minister Luhut explained the president agreed to import oxygen concentrators so the government can reduce the use of liquid oxygen by 50,000 tanks. Prior to this, the Indonesian government had ordered 10,000 oxygen concentrators from Singapore, with some of them already landing in Indonesia. The imports will mainly be used to treat mild COVID-19 cases. He also said the government will lend them out to houses and they can be returned once they are finished using it. He further said the concentrators are able to carry 5 liters and can be used for 5 days. The House of Representatives, or DPR, Speaker Puan Maharani called on all elements of the nation to unite and build optimism in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Puan Maharani also said the generosity of all parties to empathize and contribute positively is highly needed in this difficult time. As reported by Tempo.co on Monday, Puan, in a written statement, said not to accuse each other or blame parties who are working hard to deal with this pandemic in order to save the nation's children. She lamented there are parties who acted and even issued statements that have the potential to hurt the public. Now we move to the international news. The World Health Organization chief scientist Sonia Swaminathan on Monday advised against people mixing and matching COVID-19 vaccines from different manufacturers, calling it a dangerous trend since there was little data available about the health impact. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Sonia Swaminathan told an online briefing that the people are in a data-free, evidence-free zone as far as mix and match. It will be a chaotic situation in countries if citizens start deciding when and who will be taking a second, a third, and a fourth dose. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price stated on Monday, the United States will not impose a deadline on a seventh round of talks with Iran to revive the 2015 nuclear deal, but only Tehran can determine when talks will resume. As quoted by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Price said the U.S. is not imposing a deadline on these talks, but the U.S. is conscious that as time proceeds, Iran's nuclear advances will have a bearing on the U.S. view of ultimately returning to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. We end the news with a top European Union official that has told the BBC that the Greek government must stop the illegal deportation of migrants arriving on the country's borders. As reported by BBC.com on Tuesday, the Commissioner for Home Affairs, Ylva Johansson, said the very well-founded reports of pushbacks at sea and on land were violations of fundamental European values. Human rights groups allege that thousands of people seeking asylum in Europe have been pushed back from Greece to Turkey before being given a chance for applying for asylum. Greece has always denied the allegations. Well, listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Daily confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Indonesia are still increasing. Data from the COVID-19 Handling Task Force COVID-19.go.id showed that on Monday, there were 40,327 confirmed positive cases of COVID-19. This figure is the highest number since March 2020. Of course, this number is worrying. This actually happened during the Emergency Community Activity Restrictions PPKM period. The government of Indonesia has determined that community activity restriction takes place from July 3rd to July 20th in Java and Bali. The restrictions on community activities have also been tightened. The provincial government of Jakarta issued a new policy, namely the Worker Registration Certificates, or STRP. This policy is intended for those who still have to work outdoors. The Work Registration Certificate is also intended for people who have urgent interest to travel. The implementation of this policy reduces the number of those who will enter Jakarta. Only those who have STRP can enter Jakarta. According to the plan, this policy is operational until July 20th. Other steps taken by the Indonesian government are to increase the capacity of self-isolation facilities and hospitals for handling COVID-19 patients. Quoting the official website of the Cabinet Secretariat of the Republic of Indonesia, Minister of Works and Public Housing, Basuki Hadimulyono, said that since July 10th, he has operated the Hajj Dormitory in East Jakarta as an emergency hospital for COVID-19 patients. This emergency hospital will only accommodate COVID-19 patients with mild and moderate symptoms. He also added that in the next week, the COVID-19 hospital will start operating. The place used is 6 floors in the Kiara Pavilion, Cipto Mangunkusumo Hospital, Jakarta. The government, through Indonesian Armed Forces TNI, has prepared field hospitals in a number of regions. Meanwhile, Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, as well as Deputy Chairperson of the Committee for Handling COVID-19 and National Economic Recovery, KPCPEN, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, expressed that the government provides 300,000 packages of 3 therapeutic drugs for COVID-19 patients. The drug package is for the treatment of patients with asymptomatic categories and mild symptoms who are in self-isolation. Another effort made by the government is processing imports of 40,000 tons of liquid oxygens and oxygen concentrators in large quantities. The implementation of restrictions on community activities and worker registration certificates increases the number of self-isolation facilities in hospitals, and the plan to import oxygen is the government's steps to handle and overcome COVID-19. It is hoped that in the next few days, the handling situation will result in an improved situation. The steps that have been taken by Indonesian government must be supported by all Indonesian people, not only with high awareness, but also concrete action from the Indonesian people. If neglected and negligent, it will not only increase the number of people exposed, but will affect all aspects of life of the Indonesian people. Wearing masks, getting used to washing hands, and keeping a distance are something non-negotiable and must be carried out by the people of Indonesia. Strict action needs to be taken against those who violate it. The hope to shake off from the COVID-19 pandemic must be realized by all Indonesian people without exception. All started in history with July 13, 1930, when the first FIFA World Cup is held. The World Football Competition, organized by the International Football Federation or Federación Internacional de Football Association of FIFA, was first held from July 13 to 30, 1930 in Uruguay. This competition was participated by 13 national teams consisting of 7 South American countries, 4 European countries, and 2 North American countries. All matches in this first World Cup were played in the Uruguayan capital, Montevideo. The majority of matches were held at the Estadio Centenario, which was deliberately built to welcome the World Cup tournament. The first FIFA football event in the world was won by the host, Uruguay. Let's move on to July 13, 1949, when the emergency governments of the Republic of Indonesia officially ended. The emergency government of the Republic of Indonesia was the administrator of the government of the Republic of Indonesia for the period from December 22, 1948 to July 13, 1949, led by Syafruddin Prawira Negara. The then Indonesian leader Soekarno and Hatta were arrested by the Dutch on December 19, 1948 and exiled. Moments before their arrest, they had given a mandate to Syafruddin Prawira Negara to form an interim government. On July 6, Soekarno and Hatta returned from exile to Yogyakarta, the provisional capital of the Republic of Indonesia. Syafruddin Prawira Negara handed back his mandate to Soekarno and officially ended the emergency government of the Republic of Indonesia on July 13, 1949. I learned today in history with July 13, 2000. The signatory to the bilateral trade agreement between Vietnam and the United States occurred. Vietnam has a long history of war with the United States. After the war, the normalization of relations between the two countries was carried out 2 years after America left Vietnam. On July 13, 2000, Vietnam and the United States signed a bilateral trade agreement. Through the trade agreement, Vietnam's export to the United States increased sharply. The United States became the largest market for Vietnam's export in just 2 years after the implementation of the trade agreement. Oh,
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Retno Marsudi, has said that a number of friendly countries have offered assistance in handling COVID-19 in Indonesia in the form of vaccines. These countries offers a dose-sharing scheme for their COVID-19 vaccine. As quoted on thetempo.com on Sunday, Minister Retno said in an online press conference on Sunday that Indonesia has also received offers of support from several countries, including Japan, to send the second phase of the AstraZeneca vaccine. In addition, the same offer is from the Netherlands, the UK, Australia, and United Arab Emirates for dose sharing or second dose sharing. Besides, Minister Retno further stated that millions of vaccines from commercial procurement channels as well as from international and bilateral support are planned to arrive this July. On Sunday, Indonesia received 3 million doses of Moderna vaccine from the United States. Last week, nearly a million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine arrived in Indonesia. Minister Retno Marsudi added that apart from assistance in the form of vaccine, several neighboring countries also provided assistance in the form of ventilators, oxygen concentrators, medicine, and other medical equipment. After the support from Singapore and Australia arrived last Friday, Minister Retno remarked that other supports from Singapore had also been sent by sea. According to the plan, the assistance will arrive at the Tanjung Priok port in North Jakarta on July 14, including an oxygen concentrator and oxygen cylinder. Minister Retno appreciated the various aids and offers made by Indonesia's friendly countries. She also believes that this kind of cooperation can make all countries in the world overcome the COVID-19 pandemic faster. Her side also underlines the solidarity, collaboration, and cooperation are the keys so that the world can jointly shake off from the prolonged COVID-19 pandemic.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdraging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Percayalah pada diriku.
jarak yang memisahkan kita. Hatiku ini ada di tempat semestinya. Percayalah pada diriku, izinkan aku menjagamu hingga saat nanti ajakan memisahkan kita. Sesuatu yang terindah dan terhebat, itulah manusia. Ku yakinkan hatiku ini ada di tempat semestinya. Percayalah pada diriku, izinkan aku menjaga.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, traveling to Magelang, Central Java is not only about Borobudur Temple. Not far from Borobudur Temple, there is a tourist village of Karangrejo that you should visit. This tourist village is not only beautiful with a variety of tourist activities, it is also one of the villages that has managed to obtain Sustainable Tourism Village certification from the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy in early March 2021. The location of this tourist village is in Borobudur Subdistrict, Magelang, Central Java. Karangrejo Village, through the Village Economic Center and Tourism Awareness Community, offers a variety of attractive tourist activities. This 174-hectare village has several tourist attractions. There are Puntuk Setumbu, Chicken Church or Bukit Rema. There is also Karangrejo Orchard and Barede Hill. Besides tourist spots, this village also offers tour packages around the village, including to these tourist spots. If you want to visit these tourist spots, you can take Dolan Desa Karangrejo tour package offered by the village-owned enterprises, the Village Economic Center, and Tourism Awareness Community. Some of the packages available include short, medium, long, sunrise, and comparative study packages. For the short package, the price is ₹250,000 per pax. The facilities include 2 visits to the selected tourist attractions, transportation around the tourist village, as well as food and drink. Medium package, the price is 350,000 rupiah per pax. The facilities are 2 visits to the selected tourist attractions, visits to the village micro, small and medium enterprises products, transportation around the village, as well as food and drink. Long package, the price is 450,000 rupiah per pax. The facilities are 3 visits to tourist destinations, visit to micro, small and medium enterprises, or educational practices, transportation around tourist villages, as well as 2-time food and drink. Sunrise package, the price is 350,000 rupiah per pax, minimum of 4 pax, including sunrise facilities at Puntuk Setumbu, breakfast, visit to the village micro, small and medium enterprises, and transportation around the tourist village. The last one is comparative study package. The price is 250,000 rupiah per pax, a minimum of 20 pax. The facilities include 2 sources from the village-owned enterprises and tourism awareness community, 2 sightseeing tours, food and drink, as well as transportation around the tourist village. Listener, you can also enjoy the beauty of Karangrejo by traveling around in a Volkswagen car. The price is 175,000 rupiah per pax. The tour duration is 4 to 4.5 hours. You can also get around by jeep, andong or horse carriage, and on-tail bicycle. Karangrejo village has water tourism too. You can also choose a rafting tour which stimulates adrenaline. You will be invited to go down the river for about 12.5 kilometers in 3.5 to 4 hours. This tourist village also offers outbound tour package at a price of 100,000 rupiah per pax. It includes welcome drink and snack, a place for outbound, sound, outbound trainer, outbound equipment, and lunch. The outbound duration is 4 to 4.5 hours. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder of the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yoshi te COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Rasakan cinta sejak pertama ku jumpa dirimu, ku berikan tanda, namun mengapa kau tetap berlalu tak pernah melihatku. Oh, andai saja kau mengerti apa yang ku rasakan, kau tahu betapa ku mengharapkan kau jadi kekasihku. Oh Tuhan, tolong aku, tunjukkan cara untuk memiliki dirinya. Aku ingin hatinya jadi milikku.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. We will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia's English program, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse it in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is, Bagaimana tes usap itu? Bagaimana tes usap itu? Or in English, how was the swab test? Next, I will give an example of a conversation on bagaimana tes usap itu. Bagaimana tes usap itu, which means how was the swab test? The conversation takes place between Kevin and Mela over the phone. Mela calls Kevin with curiosity about Kevin's swab test.
Kevin, bagaimana tes usap itu?
Tes usap dilakukan dengan mengambil sampel dari lubang hidung Mela.
After we have listened to the conversation, I will give you the expressions and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is Bagaimana tes usap itu? Bagaimana tes usap itu? Or how was the swab test? I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Bagaimana? Bagaimana? Which means how? Tes usap itu? Tes usap itu? Which means that swab test. Dilakukan? Dilakukan? Which means done. Dengan mengambil sampel. Dengan mengambil sampel, which means by taking a sample. Dari lubang hidung. Dari lubang hidung, which means from the nostrils. Kemarin. Kemarin, which means yesterday. Bagaimana kamu bisa tes usap kemarin? Bagaimana kamu bisa tes usap kemarin? Which means, how did you get the swab test yesterday? Di rumah sakit. Di rumah sakit, which means at the hospital. Saya melakukan tes usap di rumah sakit. Saya melakukan tes usap di rumah sakit, which means I got the swab test at the hospital. Kesana. Kesana, which means go there. Naik motor. Naik motor, which means ride a motorbike. Saya kesana naik motor. Saya kesana naik motor, which means I went there by motorbike. In the conversation, you heard the expressions Bagaimana tes usap itu? Bagaimana tes usap itu? Which means, how was the swab test? One function of the word Bagaimana, Bagaimana, which means how, is to ask the way to do something. Let's listen to a sample expressions with the words tes usap. Tes usap, which means swab test. Bagaimana kamu bisa tes usap kemarin? Bagaimana kamu bisa tes usap kemarin? Which means, how did you get the swab test yesterday? Saya melakukan tes usap di rumah sakit. Saya melakukan tes usap di rumah sakit, which means I did a swab test at the hospital. Another example. When someone says, Bagaimana kamu ke rumah sakit? Bagaimana kamu ke rumah sakit? Which means, how did you get to the hospital? Then you can answer, for example, Saya kesana naik motor. Saya kesana naik motor, which means I went there by motorbike. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Indonesians for today. For more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation one more time.
Kevin, bagaimana tes usap itu?
Tes usap dilakukan dengan mengambil sampel dari lubang hidung Mela.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Let's speak Indonesian with the topic, bagaimana tes usap itu? Bagaimana tes usap itu? Which means, how was the swab test? Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. Thank you for listening. We will meet again tomorrow with another different topic. Sampai jumpa!
Lick my fingers, cause you like the taste. You know I like the way you move, the way you dance, the way you prance and shake your ass. So just lay it all on me, I wanna see you go crazy. While we sipping on this bubbly, you want my love, want this love, yeah. Just lay it all on me, I wanna see you go crazy. While we sipping on this bubbly, want my love, want this love, yeah. I know you want somebody, but not just anyone or body. You want my love, so I give it all to you. I know you want somebody, but not just anyone or body. You want my love, so I give it all to you. All to you.
Tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Zapin Selassie by Ferisa Isra Husaini and Rudy Prawira. The word zapin derives from the Arabic word zafn, which means fast foot movement following the music rhythm. Zapin is a typical Malay dance that has Arabic influence, which is both educational and entertaining. Created by Mak Yal, the song Zapin Selassie invites people to keep happy and stay away from sorrow. In addition, the song, whose lyrics are like a rhyming poetry or pantun, also shows a woman's heart that does not want her lover to leave her. And even if her lover has to leave, she hopes he will not go for years and still remember his family. The song Zapin Selassie, which has a medium tempo, was arranged by Syahrial Felani and Alex Aceh. Well, listener, here are Ferisa Isra Husaini and Rudy Prawira with the Malay song entitled Zapin Selassie. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Dan kondisi tak mungkin membentuk.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.